tell us why you and the partnership did the survey in the first place.
Well, this I think is the fourth time we've done the survey with the partnership. I think this is an important unheralded job in government, one that manages, oversees the greatest resource of the federal government. And I think it's important to give them a voice to understand what their challenges are and what we can do to help them be successful.
All right, so this is the fourth one, and things have gotten a little rough in the last few years. So what are the biggest challenges that you found that Chico's face right now?
Yeah, there's no question. It's a tough time to be in government generally, but I think it's particularly tough for this group. You've got declining budgets, which leads to declining workforces. You've got an older workforce, so many of them are retiring anyway. But they also say there's inadequate succession planning, that the leadership skills aren't what they could be. And, of course, federal employee bashing is, if not already, it looks like it might be up for an Olympic sport next time around.
Well, one of the things about the report that they really focused on, it seemed like, was the problems of pay, specifically the general schedule system and the fact that that needs to be changed and updated. Give me a sense of why they think, obviously, that 70-year-old system needs to be updated.
Well, the system is really not very performance sensitive. Everybody generally climbs the ladder at the same pace. And they get the same pay raise every year. There are bonuses, of course, but it's not really, it doesn't give you a lot of flexibility to reward people based on their performance. And in a climate where budgets are being reduced, employees are being bashed, and people are retiring, you really do want to pinpoint your highest performers and do what you can to retain them. And the GS system is just not the best at giving agencies the tools to do that.
And I guess I want to get back to that question of bashing federal employees. I mean, a lot of people out there might be bashing the federal government as a whole. Maybe people think it's too big or whatever, mismanaged and so forth. There's lots of debate out in that realm. But within the federal government itself, it seems like Congress has been the toughest because they haven't had a pay raise in 2 years.
That's right. Of course, that is the administration's policy. So Congress is not alone in this. I think there's plenty of blame to go around. And it's befuddling to me why you would cut off your nose to spite your face. We want the government to perform well, and a satisfied, engaged workforce is critical to that goal. So I think we ought to all agree that the workforce needs to be better taken care of.
And, you know, at the same time, though, that you're saying we got to change the pay system and make sure they're taken care of, pay for performance as a concept didn't fare well, for instance, at the Defense Department, and maybe other agencies have tried it and had varying levels of success. Did you guys talk, was one of the questions about pay for performance, or at least a performance-based pay system?
I think that was the general tenor of the comments on the general personnel systems in place today. One of the things I'd like to see is Chico's really step up, argue for whatever flexibilities they think they need to manage the workforce in their particular agencies, and start persuading Congress to give them those flexibilities, whether or not it's government-wide. I think that the Chicos have a responsibility for really articulating what flexibilities they need and why.
We're speaking with Robert Shea. He's a principal at Grant Thornton and also a former OMB guy about the new survey coming out between Grant Thornton and the Partnership for Public Service on Chicos. And also the report talks about the tools that the Chicos have, particularly the IT systems and also the dependence on OPM. That they have for a lot of policy development and as problems or challenges they face. Tell us a little bit more about those.
Yeah, I think the Chicos are hungry for tools and data with which to see what's working and what's not in their human capital management function. OMB They were polite, of course, but not too charitable about the extent to which OMB and OPM are empathetic about their plight. I think the sense is OPM and OMB may be in a bit of an ivory tower and not really understand the challenges they face day to day on the front line at agencies.
What kind of recommendations are coming from this report? Do the CHECOs say we'd like these three or four areas addressed immediately?
They do. I mean, we've talked a lot about the negative, but of the positive, they see some initiatives like hiring reform beginning to show progress. And I think sticking with those, sustaining them, is going to be important. And we've talked a little bit about this, that they see the need for reform in pay and compensation, hiring, veterans' preference, and due process or appeals rights for employees. They think there's some room for reform there. But they also want to improve succession planning and come up with some perhaps common tools across government that they can use to oversee and manage the workforce from an IT perspective.
And did they tell you that they were hindered or maybe helped, which was it, I guess, by some of the mandates on hiring, such as veterans' preferences or hiring people with disabilities and so forth? There are a lot of kind of mandates that they have to follow in hiring people. What did they say about those?
There's clearly a desire to support the veteran, but other preferences they think are a little cumbersome and don't allow them to get the right person in the right job and maybe counterproductive to the goals of getting more veterans and others into the workforce.
One of the things you brought up a couple of times was the idea of succession planning. That's one of those areas, I think, put it into the knowledge management bucket, that's just not done well across government, or at least not as done well as it could be. Did they address what they need from succession planning? Is it IT tools, or is it just the process by which how to go about putting a succession plan in place?
One of the most striking changes between the last time we did the survey and this time was the spike in the percentage of CHECOs who say they're not that confident in the competencies of managers. So this is an area where I think they need to focus, that they need to ensure that managers in place have or are getting the competencies they need to manage the workforce, but it's a particular area of focus of succession planning. We need to make sure that the next generation of leaders are beginning to gain those competencies as well.
And did you personally participate in any of the interviews?
I did.
So what's it like for them, you know, from a human standpoint? I mean, when you were talking to them, did they need a box of tissues to cry over how bad things are and what they need, or were they, you know, how do they seem to be doing psychically?
You know, that's a very good question. I think, they are professionals and they take their job seriously, and no one was crying on our shoulders. They were being extremely candid, but also confident that they're up to the challenge.
Would you say there's a mix of frustration and hope, or is it more on the side of frustration because of the pay freezes, because of the Fed bashing, because of the challenges that you mentioned around succession planning? Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I think that's right, Jason. There is cynicism is bred by the tone you hear federal employees discuss today. But there is hope. There is some optimism as a result of some of the initiatives, and they're invested in some reforms in the future. That's why the title Bracing for Change, you sense the fact that we may be on the brink of a consensus that reform could happen.